You are on 2SER Breakfast with Mitch. Hope you're having a delightful day so far. I'm joined in studio by the acting 2SER manager, Steve Ahern. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, Mitch. I'm very well, and you?
I'm also very well, thank you for asking. Now, you've been out enjoying the sights and sounds of the Sydney Festival. You caught Meow Meow recently, which is running for a good amount of time as part of the festival. For those who haven't seen or don't know what Meow Meow is, can you fill us in, please?
Yeah, well, it's certainly not Disney's Little Mermaid. it's called The Little Mermaid. That's the title, but it's not at all. Meow Meow has, I guess you'd say, another subversion of a Hans Christian Andersen tale. Mm-hmm. She was at the festival a couple of years ago with another Hans Christian Andersen theme, and she's back this year. She set fire to the little match girl stereotype last time. That was her previous one. And now she's breathlessly subverting the Little Mermaid. It's cabaret with a message.
Okay.
There's a heap of aquatic puns deeply embedded into the dialogue, and you get that sinking feeling in the first few minutes that puns and trapeze cabaret might be all there is to it, but actually that's not the case.
Okay.
The show opens with a schizophrenic kind of ramble where we see Meow Meow talking to the audience, trying to set up the performance. And we're asking, is it a fairy tale or is it something else we've come to see? As she talks more to herself than the audience, we descend into the depths of her mind and we explore life, lost love, and the ticking of a woman's body clock. Okay. Literally,
all
actually.
Right.
Yeah. It's funny and it's perceptive. It's satirical. It's social comment. And in today's stressful world, Meow Meow taps into her own stress and she tries to explore what makes her feel that way. Is it her unachievable fantasies? Is it the pressure of feminism contrasted with the desire for a more traditional lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
Hard to know, really. You have to go and see the show, and it's a great show. The Little Mermaid's never been told from a feminist perspective like this before.
I don't think so, no. Yeah.
No. Of course, The Little Mermaid story is really only a vehicle for much more, but the Hans Christian Andersen mermaid theme allows her to play with toys and props that almost always get a laugh or a surprise reaction. And she also explores the depths of her mind as the set changes. When she goes underwater, it's in the round, and she uses staging very cleverly to just make us think that she's diving underwater.
Yeah.
She's going to the bottom of the ocean. And did you know, at the bottom of the ocean, there's a plug hole? Who would have thought?
Wow.
Yes. And it's amazing what comes out of that drain. Look, I won't spoil that part by talking too much about the props, but the combination of things that emerge from that drain really adds to the creativity of the show. Lighting, the use of trapeze, the presence of blow-up sea creatures.
Wow.
It's also part of the fun. It's a post-feminist one-woman show in the round, but even that genre is subverted by a few things that happen in the performance. And of course, as you may know, Meow Meow is known for her audience involvement. And sit in the front row if you dare.
Is that where you were seated, Steve?
Well, actually, my wife, I think she thought she was being clever, and she got us front row seats.
Oh, no.
Near the steps. So I was right in Meow Meow's sights for the first few minutes. And look, I think my wife just enjoyed watching me squirm at the thought of being forced onto the stage to help her with her fantasy. It was really fun. And you don't have to be in the front seats to feel connected. The Spiegel tent is very intimate, and Meow Meow really works the crowd. In fact, that's one of her things, audience involvement.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she really gets intimate with the crowd. And talking of intimacy, the audience actually has a chance to grab hold of Meow Meow a few times as she crowd surfs across the venue.
Heavens.
At one point. Yeah, she's known for that, and she's known for really connecting with the audience in small venues, and this is a fairly small venue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 90-minute performance at the Spiegel tent, and a tip: get there early, You have to wait outside. You have to line up. Have a gelato. Fabulous gelatos there. Very strange gelatos that are themed for the carnival theme of the festival. Have a cider. Have something to eat. But when you've got that, go and sit at the table so you can see the entrance to the Spiegel tent. And when you see that line starting to get a bit longer, that's when you go and get your place in the line, because it's free seating. So first in, best seats.
All right. And there you go. It's Meow Meow happening at the Spiegel tent as part of the Sydney Festival, Steve. It's on for a little while longer yet.
That's right. I'd certainly recommend it. Part of the Sydney Festival at the Spiegel tent in Hyde Park until 23rd of January.
All right. Acting 2SER manager Steve Ahern, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
Thanks, Mitch.